Welcome to the Arrowhead Fanatic Podcast.
With my husband.
And my father, Jason Thomas.
Welcome, Chiefs Kingdom. The Chiefs play the Colts on Sunday Night Football, and I should be there with my wife and daughter. I'm pretty excited to get to see this game. I really think the Chiefs are probably going to take care of the Colts devastatingly, and I am excited to see that. Quickly starting here, the Colts have already announced as of Friday afternoon that Paris Campbell, the wide receiver, and safeties Clayton Gathers and Malik Hooker, and linebacker Darius Leonard, and defensive lineman Taquan Lewis are all out for the game Sunday. And they've got a few other questionable players, most notably T.Y. Hilton, who did practice Thursday and Friday in limited fashion, so I do expect him to be able to play, and that is an important piece for the Colts. On the Chiefs side, it sounds like Eric Fisher is still out, but Damian Williams did practice this week and looks to be back for this game, and Tyreek Hill, even though he practiced some this week, he is out for Sunday's game. Like I mentioned earlier, I think the Chiefs are set up to take care of the Colts in this one. I really hope so. The Colts offense, honestly, is not very good. And that's where I'm going to start. It's not necessarily that they're bad. They just aren't explosive. And when you're playing the Chiefs and you don't have any explosion, that makes it very difficult. On the season, they're averaging about 5.4 yards per play. They've committed 4 turnovers, so they've been very good at holding on to the ball. That's actually 5th best in the league. But on the flip side, their defense has only created 4 turnovers, so they aren't creating many turnovers either. In the passing game, they're on pace for about 3,400 yards passing this season. Jacoby Brissett, who's now the starting quarterback for the Colts after Andrew Luck retired, he does have 10 touchdowns to just 2 interceptions. He's averaging 6 yards a passing attempt. And then really the rushing game has been what the Colts have focused on this year. They've got the strong offensive line with Quentin Nelson and a good running back in Marlon Mack. And right now they're on pace for over 2,000 yards rushing on the season. Actually over 2,100 yards rushing on the season. And as a team, they're averaging 4.6 yards per attempt. But they only have 2 rushing touchdowns. So they've been running the ball very efficiently, but they haven't been doing it a lot in the red zone. And then going down to look at the red zone numbers, the Colts offense has been dynamite in the red zone. Jacoby Brissett has really been good there. They are 10 touchdowns out of 14 attempts, so 71.4%. But on the flip side, their opponents have had 12 red zone attempts, and they've given up 9 touchdowns. So that's no way for a defense to play. And a lot of that has been injury. The Colts, thought they were going to have a strong defense going into this year, and then they've just been ravaged by injuries so far. Now, Malik Hooker and Darius Leonard, who are both out for this game already, that's their, all-pro middle linebacker and, Pro Bowl caliber safety. That's kind of, right up the middle of the field that they're going to be weak, and you could really see it last week against the Raiders. The Raiders ran for 180 some yards against them. The Raiders had 3 big runs, and if you took those away, the numbers weren't bad for the Colts defense. But they did give up, 3 fairly big runs. And then Darren Waller, kind of ate them up over the middle of the field. And, Darren Waller's a very good player, but Kelce and Mahomes, I think, can do a lot more damage together against this Colts defense. Jacoby Brissett, he's completing 65% of his passes. He's thrown for over 900 yards, 10 touchdowns, so the numbers really don't look too bad. Now, his completion percentage against the Raiders last week was just barely over 50%. He had to throw 40-some times trying to get the Colts back in this game. And, you know, they kind of got an inexperienced wide receiver core. And one thing about Brissett is he's not an extremely accurate passer. You know, he can get the ball to people, but he's not a pinpoint accuracy guy. That kind of limits run after the catch, things like that. And he's, you know, he can run a little bit, but he's not really a maneuver around the pocket kind of quarterback. I think that limits him a lot in what he can do. He's either going to throw to his first read or check it down to a running back, which is probably Nyheim Hines. He's the running back who gets most of the targets. Or he's going to run. You know, he doesn't run a lot, but when he does, he makes up his mind and he does it. Now, Hines, like I mentioned, he's the receiving back. He's got 16 targets on the year. He's caught 14 of those, but he's only averaging about 5 yards a reception. And then Marlon Mack, the starting running back, who's on pace for over 1,300 yards rushing, he's only caught 4 balls on the season and averaged about 6.5 yards per reception. Now, T.Y. Hilton, he will be back for this game. He's missed one game on the season. So he still leads this team in targets by 8, and that is missing a game. While everybody else in the receiving corps has played 4 games. That is how valuable he is to this team. He's going to get the ball thrown to him a ton. And he's got 20 receptions on the season, but he's only on pace for about 600 yards. He's averaging under 10 yards a reception. You know, Hilton is a speed guy, so it's kind of surprising that his numbers are that low, but I think it's really just limited by Brissett. Not that he's a bad quarterback, but that's just not his skill set. And then Jack Doyle comes in next. He's the starting tight end. He's got 11 receptions, averaging just under 10 yards a reception too. By the way, Hilton has 4 of the team's receiving TD, so he's got a big share of that. And then after Doyle is the backup tight end, Eric Ebron. He's had 16 targets. He's only caught 8 of those. He's been an up-and-down player his whole career. He gets the drops, but he is kind of almost their big play guy that plays a lot. You know, he plays around 40% of the snaps. He's averaging 16 yards a reception. And number 2 tight ends have given the Chiefs some trouble throughout this season. They tend to get lost in the zone coverage over the middle, and Ebron's one of the rare number 2 tight ends that can actually do damage. He's 2nd in this receiving core with the 2 touchdowns. And then behind him is Hines, the running back, and then behind him is Paris Campbell, the rookie who is out for this game. And then you've got Deion Kane and Zach Pascal, Chester Rogers. That's kind of the 3 next wide receivers. You know, they're pretty normal wide receivers. They're all young guys. None of them really stand out, I guess, is what I'm saying. And then getting to the defense for I almost call them the Lions, the Colts. You know, they've got a really good defense on paper when healthy, but right now they're just struggling. They aren't stopping the run very well. They aren't getting pressure on the passer. Justin Houston, one of my all-time favorite players, his first couple games for the Colts turned out really well. He had a sack, quite a few pressures. The last couple games, he's just disappeared. You know, I hate to say that, but kind of like what he'd do sometimes with Kansas City. Now, I think we will see the best Justin Houston has to offer in this game. I think he's going to be motivated for this game, and Cam Irving is not a good tackle. You know, he had that really good grade the first week he came in against the Raiders. Well, it turns out that Clelin Ferrell, the guy he was going against, is not a good pass rusher at all. He's getting the least amount of pressure out of all rookie defensive ends. So that number was inflated for Irving because he was going up against somebody who has not figured it out yet. And Irving has gotten worse and worse each game. And Irving is going to struggle with power. You know, not just a real physically strong guy, and that's what Justin Houston is at this time. He's somebody who's going to bull rush you. He's not going to really outrun you or do spin moves, things like that. He's going to use, you know, good hand movement and plow you over. So good luck, Cam Irving. I think the Chiefs will be ready for that. I think they'll double him some with Blake Bell in there. I think they'll, you know, use the running backs, the chip, tight ends, the chip, and I think they'll get rid of the ball fast. One thing Jacoby Brissett does for the Colts, I forgot to mention, is he holds on to the ball. If his first read isn't open, like I say, either checks down to a running back, runs, you know, he gets a little bit flustered, so he tends to hang on to the ball just a little bit. And, you know, I think we could get home a little bit more with sacks this week than we have in the past. Now, the matchup between Quentin Nelson and Chris Jones should be amazing. Jones got the best of him in the playoff game last year, but you know, they say Nelson's taken a big leap this year, and that should be a really fun matchup to watch. Just like on the flip side, Justin Houston against this Chiefs offensive line. Now, the Colts secondary, they've got Kenny Moore and Rocky Sin. Rocky Sin is a little bit banged up, but I expect him to play. You know, he's a good young corner. You know, both safeties for the Colts, I think there's going to be a rookie and a second-year guy out there. Not really the guys they want out there. So, you know, they're probably going to struggle against Mahomes. I figure the Colts will try to keep their safeties deep in this game and just try to keep everything in front of them. But with Mecole Hardman's speed, that's going to be tough for rookies to do, especially with all the eye manipulation that Patrick Mahomes does. And then, of course, you know, I mentioned the Colts haven't been fantastic at stopping the run. So I think, you know, Damian Williams, you know, he's going to be back for this game. And I think McCoy is going to get his workload. And I wouldn't be shocked in the second half if Darrell Williams comes in and gets a decent share of the running back plate to go around. You know, this is a game I could see really the Chiefs jumping out to a lead quickly and then just kind of cruising in and handing the ball off a lot in the second half, and the Colts aren't particularly great at stopping the run, so the Chiefs could probably still be able to move the ball, running the ball. And man, I'm sorry, I'm tired. It has been a long week, and you can tell my brain is barely turning. And sorry about the podcast getting out a couple days late this week. There's just been a lot going on. But, you know, I think the Chiefs could put up a lot of points in this game because I think they're going to blitzkrieg them in the first half. They're going to run a lot in the second half, and they're still going to be successful. So I could see the Chiefs. I'm going to go ahead and take them for 42 points, and I'm going to take the Colts for 24. Like I said, their offense isn't extremely explosive, but they have been consistently able to put up points. They just haven't been able to put them up in bunches. The Chiefs' defense right now is not the greatest unit in the world, so I think, you know, the Colts will be able to get some points. I do think, you know, this Chiefs defense, I'm really interested to see how they play in this game. Because coming into the season, I thought this defense would still struggle against top offenses. But I thought it was the teams like the Colts here that they would be able to shut down. The teams without the great quarterback, you know, that have a better running game than a passing game. And you get out to a lead, and you should be able to win those games comfortably. Still can't speak. You know, as far as daily fantasy goes this week, I really have not had a chance to look at it myself yet. But I really like this matchup for Travis Kelce a lot. The only issue I have with it is that, you know, this is a game where all the Chiefs receivers could be very viable, and you never know which one are going to poach touchdowns. And even though, you know, I think Kelce has the best chance, it's a possibility that They don't need him as much in this game because the other receivers are going to be more viable. So, me personally, I'm still going to play him. Hope that he gets 100 yards and 2 touchdowns. And, you know, the other receivers, I'm not going to be scared of them. I haven't seen the prices yet, but I'm probably the lowest priced of the big three, Watkins, Hardman, Robinson, I'll play. You know, I do believe Tyreek Hill will be back next week, so that will shake things up. And then running back-wise, you know, I feel pretty comfortable not playing any of them this week, even though I think they're going to have a lot of success. It's just too hard to know which guy's going to get the touchdowns right now, especially with the three viable backs. And without the touchdowns, it's hard for running backs to really be worth it. On the Colts side, if T.Y. Hilton is able to play, he's probably not a bad play. You know, I think the Chiefs' defense will plan for him. And I think they will limit him doing a ton of damage, but he's going to get so many targets that, you know, I think he's playable. And then, you know, Eric Ebron, I'm not the biggest fan of him, but the number 2 tight end, I think he will probably have a chance to score some on us in daily fantasy point scoring. So I'll probably play him a little bit because he should be basically minimum cheap or close to it. That's really all I'm going to touch on the Colts. That is all I got this week. Go Chiefs. Hopefully I will see you all at the game. I know that we all don't get the chance to go that often. This is only the 2nd game I've ever been to. It'll be my daughter's first. We live about 3.5-4 hours away, so it's just not super convenient for us to make that trip very often. But go Chiefs. I know that I am really lame and that the podcast is never over when I actually say that it is over, but I want to end every podcast this season just by saying that the Chiefs are winning the Super Bowl this year.